The Securities and Exchange Commission is taking a new look at the role lawyers play in cases of corporate misconduct. Right now, a lawyer who uncovers malfeasance at a company is expected to alert company officials. But under a proposed new SEC rule, lawyers would be required in certain cases to tell federal regulators, too. Lawyers say that would compromise attorney-client privilege. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
After the scandals at WorldCom, Enron, and other companies, critics wanted to know why the company's lawyers hadn't done more to prevent the massive fraud that had taken place. So Congress last summer ordered the Securities and Exchange Commission to draw up regulations setting minimum standards of professional conduct for lawyers. But the regulations went further than many people had expected. Under one rule, lawyers who discover corruption at a company would be required to alert the audit committee and the board, something already required in most states. But the rule also says that if the board doesn't do anything, the lawyer is supposed to resign and tell the Securities and Exchange Commission what's happened. Raphael Grunfeld, a partner at Carter, Ledyard & Milburn, says the regulation would force lawyers to become whistleblowers.
The role of a lawyer inside a company, in-house counsel, is to make sure, to the best of his possibility, that the law is abided by. But the only way he can do that is if he knows what's going on. But if people are hiding things from him because they are concerned that he may go to the government, then they will do things behind his back. And that's a nightmare because a lawyer then can no longer perform his function.
And there are other problems. Stephen Flom, general counsel of the Chicago Bar Association, notes that the new rule requires lawyers to go to the SEC if they reasonably believe that a material violation of the law has occurred. But Flom says it's not clear what reasonably means in this context.
It's an amorphous standard that would put a lawyer in a very difficult position and subject him or her to second guessing as to whether or not they may not have known something, but someone might say, well, you should have reasonably believed it. And that's a problem.
The regulation isn't likely to be voted on until the end of the month, and SEC officials say they're still listening to comments about it. But the Wall Street Journal quoted a source yesterday as saying a majority of the commissioners are leaning toward approval. Commissioner Roel Campos says it may well be, as critics contend, that the rule will discourage some executives from speaking openly to their company's lawyers. But he says it's important to remember that the clients of a corporate lawyer are the company's shareholders, not its executives, and lawyers have a duty to report wrongdoing.
Frankly, it's not the prerogative of executives to keep that from the board if there is something going on. And the lawyer shouldn't be placed in a position where they're trying to protect executives. If that's the corporate culture that has existed, and it may be in certain settings, in certain companies, that is not the right culture.
Campos also notes that under the law, there's a way to insulate lawyers from legal problems. Companies can set up what's known as a qualified legal compliance committee, where lawyers can take their concerns if they think something illegal is occurring.
And the lawyers, when faced with having to deal with material evidence of wrongdoing, instead of climbing up the ladder, can take this evidence directly to this committee of the board. Once they do that, they're effectively done.
Despite that option, the rule remains deeply unpopular with many lawyers and legal groups who say it represents broad overreach by the SEC. That's putting pressure on the commission to tone down the regulation by the time it votes later this month. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.